It's the Tyler Brickley and Friends podcast. We're back, baby. Let's do this. Hello, disc golf fans. My name is Tyler Brickley. This is the Tyler Brickley and Friends podcast. I have one of my friends here with me in the studio, Ray Johnson. Hello, Ray.
Good day, guys.
It has been a hot minute.
Yeah, absolutely. We've been meaning to do this for a long time.
Right.
We sit around and have a couple of stubbies every once in a while. Not as often as I think we should, or not as often as I like to, anyway.
Right. Yeah, no, for
but
sure.
But I'm glad to be back and glad to get a chance to just sit around with one of my mates and talk about disc golf, all the things that are happening. There's quite a lot happening.
Yeah. Yeah, well said. The first major of the year.
Champions Cup.
Exactly.
Yes, right.
Just happened. So we could talk about that. We'll get into more of that first, but I wanted to take this first episode of 2023 just to kind of chat with you a little bit and see what you've been up to. And
right.
You know, maybe kind of catch people up on where we've been, and then we could talk about some more current events, disc golf stuff later on in the show.
Okay. Sounds good. So should.
Yeah. So yeah. I guess one of us should.
Should we just jump right in?
You should actually do that. So no. You go.
What have I been up
to? No, let
to?
Me go.
That's a great question.
Sorry.
Okay. Listen, if you're going to have me off like immediately into the start of the first episode of this year, I need a little bit of a, if it's going to be, I guess, this chaotic.
Like always.
Yeah, that's true. They're always pretty bad. All right, I'll go. I'll start by saying that for the most part, I haven't been doing a lot in disc golf. I definitely haven't been making any content. If you're one of the, I'll say like 7 people who've reached out to me over the last year or 18 months or something and said, Ray, we love your content. Thanks for doing, you know, what you're doing. We miss you. Please come back. Please do more commentary things or whatever. To those 7 people, good on you. Thank you so much. Makes my month when somebody sends me something like that.
Yeah.
I just don't have a lot of time. What with the kiddos and with my job and everything else going on to be able to do that. That said, I'm very excited to have this podcast as kind of an outlet, and I don't know, you know, how often we're going to be able to even get together and make these episodes. But
yeah.
If it's just for tonight, Tyler, I'm very excited to just be with you. You probably said something like that on your honeymoon, didn't you?
Well, no, I didn't. Yeah, she.
Yeah,
right,
it wasn't
exactly.
You. It was
she
actually was... your wife.
But actually, sadly, I don't even remember her saying that. All right, let's quickly move on from that. So I guess, answer the first question. Like, what is it that you even do with your time? Like, what have you been doing? What do you do for work?
I am a brain surgeon physicist.
Wow.
Like, well, that's just part-time. Okay. I also work in IT the other part of the time.
Right,
and the second part is actually my full-time. So it's like a very limited part-time with the nuclear brain stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then most of my time, if not like all of it, is I work in IT.
So you work in IT.
Right. Yeah, I work in IT. But it keeps me pretty busy. I do manage to get out and have the odd round of disc golf occasionally. Again, not as often as I like, and I don't play as well as I feel like I deserve. Do you have that, like, we...
Yeah, totally.
Just because of how long you've played, like, total?
Right.
Which for me now is, like, 15 years or something. I feel like I should be pretty good, even though I'm not practicing.
You're not doing field work, and you're not
right,
out there...
Right, like on
grinding.
The daily, I'm not out there practice putting or doing field work or whatever. But since I've played for so many years, I feel like I should be better than I am.
Yeah, no, I don't have that. I feel like I have a very, just super grounded approach to my games, very logical, and I don't have unrealistic expectations.
That's amazing.
In any area of it.
You're so lucky.
So yeah, it's nice. It's great to have, actually.
So that explains why, like, you're the guy on the course who's smiling and like talking to people. And I'm the guy who's, I mean, I guess you could say that I smile, but it's more of that thing where you just kind of You know, you turn your face up. It's like it's a potty. I wish people could actually see my face. Just kind of a just a very shallow U
right.
shape where it's sort of reminiscent of a smile. But basically all I'm communicating to people is, hey, I'm trying to be polite, but I'm really hacked off about what just happened out there. And I want to get home and get a stubby out of the chili bin and just forget that all of this ever happened, including but not limited to this conversation like that you. I'm having right now with
like,
you.
It's like you being
that's
here.
All communicated in this one.
That's kind of,
you know, little
right
smile.
It's brilliant. Like it's terrible because it's, you know, you're a very rude person. But it's kind of, yeah, it's kind of genius.
Oh, what is that?
You know what that sound means?
I have no idea. That's like a normal sound?
No, it's not. It's a brand new okay. thing that we're doing. It means there's a message from one of our fans that we're going to respond to right here on the podcast.
Okay. I'm ready. Bring it on.
Okay. So this message is from John Jameson, who says, "Hey, guys, big fan of the podcast. Thanks for everything that you guys are doing and very excited that you're going to start recording episodes again. I recently had a bit of a kerfuffle." Hmm. I think he might mean kerfluffle.
No, I don't. I think he means
should I have
pretty sure
never,
he means kerfuffle.
This is not making the cut. I'm cutting this out for sure.
This is now you're in a bit of a kerfuffle
dang
yourself because kerfluffle.
It sounded bad when I said
definitely
it.
Definitely not a word. I mean, there is a non-Z chance that I am actually the one wrong about this, but it is a it's a very small probability. I'm pretty sure the word is kerfuffle.
All right.
But
well,
you should.
We'll get.
Yeah, you should continue on and we can let people. We can address it in the next one. See
write us.
Right.
Comment with below, me, even though.
Okay.
All right. So back to the letter. Where was I? So I had a bit of a kerfuffle.
Right. He did.
On the course the other day with my longtime friend, Mike. Mike and I were playing disc golf together, enjoying the beautiful weather and the competitive spirit of the game. I threw a shot that was a little off target and unfortunately ended up hitting Mike in the back of the head.
Ooh.
Being that he was mostly to the side, but a little bit in front of me, an argument pretty quickly ensued about whose fault it was.
Right.
It was a complete accident, but Mike got really upset about it and started yelling. And then pretty soon, because I was embarrassed and defensive, unfortunately, we were both yelling and it ended with both of us storming.
It sounds really bad.
Yeah, exactly. It ended with both of us storming off the course and we haven't spoken since.
Wow.
Please help me because Mike's friendship is something that I definitely don't want to lose over something like this.
Well, yeah, exactly right. I mean, it's actually kind of surprising that they're not talking. I don't know. I always wonder about people who say like, yeah, we're great friends. And then,
right.
And then also we're not talking. We haven't talked for days because of something stupid. I'm like, are you great friends? If you know, something that,
I mean, this is like
small
a,
could actually
this
put
hurt,
a wedge.
This, okay. But this like
well,
hurt him.
Yeah, that's right. Sure. I guess. Yeah. Physical injury and everything. Could we rewind the letter back to the part where he says, because didn't he say, I threw a shot that was just a little bit off.
Yeah, a little off target.
It clocked his mate right in the back of the head. I mean, I don't know. I'd like to see a diagram of where they were standing, but the shot had to be maybe more than just a little bit off.
Yeah, it sounds like an absolute shank. Okay, so we're going to go to the rules for this. There's two rules, and both of them kind of directly address this. But what do you think? Obviously, John's asking about him and Mike's relationship. Mm. But in terms of the rules of the game, what do you think the call is after that disc hits?
I don't think there's anything in the rules about John and Mike's relationship. If they are, the PDJ has been on it.
No, there's
and it is a lot more detailed now than it was in previous iterations.
No, this is about a hypothetical, like what would happen to John's disc after it hits Mike? What would the play be? And is either one of them assessed a penalty?
Well, I don't know, but it doesn't, I'll say it doesn't feel like either one of them should be assessed a penalty. Like it didn't seem if it's not intentional, and, you know, you're not trying to harm somebody else it seems like it should just be Played as It Lies.
Played as It Lies is correct. According to
Nailed it.
The official rules of disc golf, 8-10 interference, a thrown disc that strikes a person or animal is played where it first comes to rest. There's no reference of a penalty of any kind.
That's good. That seems like the fair thing to do.
That's as you would hope. Now, there's an additional rule that could kind of also come into this. I found an 8-12 under courtesy. A player must not throw if the throw might injure someone or distract another player.
That changes. Like, now we've got their position relative to each other is actually pretty important. So let's assume I just love that we're not answering John's question. Yeah, John, by the way, good luck with Mike. Just text him. Just say, hey, let's go get in around. Mike's fine. He probably hasn't thought about it again.
Don't sweat about it, John.
After all this. But let's get back to this thing. Let's assume that you could try and find a way to determine if it was intentional. Like, what's the penalty for that courtesy violation?
Well, it would just be a courtesy violation. Yeah, you actually even just said it. It's a courtesy violation. So it's it's right here. A player receives a warning for the first violation of any courtesy rule. Each subsequent violation of any courtesy rule by that player in the same round incurs one penalty throw. A courtesy violation may be called or confirmed by any affected player or by an official. Repeated courtesy violations may result in disqualification by the director.
So what an interesting wording of it, because I have it pulled up now here as well. A player must not throw if the throw might injure someone or distract another player.
Yeah, right.
Like, that could be considered by some to be an actual courtesy violation if there is a chance that it might injure someone. So think about, like, just technically, and like, I get it, right? Nobody's even calling the most blatant basic ones that should be being called. That whole thing is tired, and we don't want to feed a fed horse. But
right,
if the throw might injure someone, that's pretty fascinating to me.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go, John. I think we basically really answered it well. If you want to send us a message, please DM us anywhere, Tyler Brickley and Friends on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook, and send us your question or what we can respond to in the next episode. But thank you, John, for sending in that, and best wishes with you and Mike.
Mm. Yeah, hopefully you guys have many happy returns. Cheers.
All right, Ray. So the first major of 2023 happened this last weekend, actually just ended this morning for us, and yesterday for you, tomorrow. Yeah. I don't know how time works.
Who even knows?
But Kristen Tatar, obviously, you know, this isn't a spoiler. People have seen it, and I don't know when this episode's going to get out. Isaac Robinson taking it down on the MPO side and Kristen Tatar on the FPO side. What were your thoughts about the event and any surprises there from Kristen and or Isaac?
Well, for starters, the whole thing, I don't know. People have been calling it the Champions Cup event, but to me, from what I was watching, I thought it was like reruns of the Pac-Man Championship of 1992 or something, because that's the level of quality that I was getting on my screen. Oh, I don't know. Maybe you've got like Google Fiber or something.
It's blurry. And
what I was seeing was like blurs and just kind pixels of vague representations of human beings. And then then Nate Doss at every point saying, oh, wow, Tearbear, this is what an amazing shot. This putt is an absolute must make, Tearbear. You've got to like absolutely love Nate Doss.
He's the perfect type man. For sure, for the game. He does. I think people like to criticize how like elevated he is about every single thing. But what's the the alternative would be much worse. You know,
100%.
You need that energy, I think. And I saw a ton of people saying that about the quality. Who like, I mean, you get it, right, Ray? Like, you get why.
Of course, yeah.
They can't.
Right. Absolutely. I get it. It's because they, you know, hate their subscribers and they want to ruin all of our lives. That's why.
Okay, I thought you got it
like that.
No, apparently Okay, you don't get it because they're in the woods. They're in the middle of nowhere. And yeah, cell service. And it's just they did as good as they could with, you know, what they had.
Hmm. Sure. Yeah, I guess. Well, back to your original question. No surprises on the FPO side. Kristen Tatar is actually quite scary.
Yeah.
And I know you have sort of an innate affinity for Katrina Allen.
Yeah. Hey, go Katrina. But hey, quick shout out. Yeah, back up to third place. A little bit of an up and down event, but yeah, clawed her way back up to a podium finish. So
right.
That was cool.
Well, yeah, I mean, podium finish at a major is nothing to shake a stake at, as Kat would say.
Right, exactly.
But a lot of people are enjoying seeing Kristen being such, you know, like, it's a pretty amazing thing to watch, honestly. But what is an Isaac Robinson? That's
right.
That's
yeah.
My question. That's obviously, is it a surprise? Yes, of course it's a surprise because who is this person and where do they come from? And what are like completely new to me. Never heard about him before ever. And very impressed by his play.
Well, he's definitely not new. I mean, gosh, there's so many young, talented players out there right now. It kind of feels like everyone is new and also no one is new. It's sort of a Schrodinger's cat of newness on the pro scene.
That was amazing.
Super deep. But he was the DGPT Rookie of the Year last year. So, yeah, he's new, but also he's been around. He's been doing stuff for sure.
That's incredible. So, like, what is it about his game that allowed him to compete against play? Like, do you know very much about his technique? Is he... You'd have to probably have a little bit of everything to be able to take down a major, but is there something about him specifically that sticks out?
Good question. I will answer that the best I can. I will confess that I don't know a ton about... I haven't observed his particular game probably any more than any of the other brand new Isaac Robinson fans over the last 24 hours.
Right.
But I do know from what I've seen, he has a really, really compact, he has a pretty unique looking swing, but it's good because it's very fast. I think the criticism would be that it's kind of jerky. Well, folks, Tyler's just said a word that reminds us it's time to announce today's unsponsor, Double G Craft Jerky. Are you a craft beef jerky fan? Now you can easily buy the best craft beef jerky online and have it shipped right to your front door. Whether you're hitting the trails, powering through a long work day, or simply need a satisfying snack in the middle of your disc golf round, Double G Craft Beef Jerky is the perfect choice. With a variety of delicious flavors to choose from, including original, teriyaki, hot boom sauce, whatever in tarnation that is, there's truly something for everyone. Plus, with no artificial preservatives, no added MSG, and no nitrates or nitrites, just nice treats for any person at any time of day. Partner, I want to ask yourself, why settle for boring, bland snacks when you can enjoy the bold, delicious flavor of Double G Craft Beef Jerky? Go to doubleggjerky.com right now. But the pros are that it's just very compact and not a lot of moving parts. He's just bam, bam, like very quick reach back and then a ton of power as he throws. So because of that, I feel like he has the ability to combine both power and accuracy pretty well. He's not elite distance by any means. But then, yeah, like anybody would have to have if you're going to win a major, he's got a great putt. And he had it all together, you know, this week. He was, let me see. Yeah, he was 92% in scrambles, so he was first in scrambling, which that's the stat, isn't it?
Right.
And then 94% in his circle 1x putts. Mm. So very, very good stats across the board, but that scrambling, him being top in scramble and then second in birdie percentage. Those go hand in hand for sure at a course like W.R. Jackson.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. When you said the scramble, he's first in scrambles. Well, absolutely. I mean, that makes a ton of sense because that course is all about who can take a nasty tree kick and still make a birdie out of it somehow. Now, you've played W.R. Jackson, right, at some point, didn't you?
Well, yes. I've played some of it, but I played the Steady Ed course. I went there to film a Team DGA member, Ben Liana. I filmed his in the bag on the Steady Ed course, and I played with him and a group of people, actually, which included Mike Downs from the PDGA. We played the whole Steady Ed course. That was delightful. That course was amazing. And then just because I was there, you know, and obviously you'd feel bad if you were ever there and didn't get to, I threw like a few holes. I want to say like 5 or 7 holes maybe of W.R. Jackson. And oh my gosh, just hole one, I threw what I thought was like a perfect drive. And I got up there and I'm like, oh no, I'm like 20 feet to the right of a perfect drive. And it was basically impossible to get to the pin for me at that point. You have to throw a perfect drive, and then you get the opportunity to throw another really, really hard shot. If you don't throw the perfect drive, you're out of luck. Like,
it sounds like a you problem. Like, maybe I probably wouldn't, you know, I could probably just make up in distance what you're lacking in accuracy and also distance.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, because you throw like a lot farther than me.
I do. I'll stick by that till the day I die. A lot of people think we have very similar looking games and form, but now mine is quite a bit better.
Okay. well, you know what? I'm just going to let you have the last word. We're going to end. We're already at 20 minutes, which is incredible. I was thinking this would be a little 5-minute check-in, but
it's gone by very quickly.
Yes, I guess it's just...
I'm just saying that.
It's just a delight to be with you and to be able to talk disc golf a little bit. I do think we should do this more often. What do you think?
I think we've got a saying in Australia that goes something... It's sort of akin to you guys' let sleeping dogs lie. We've got if the drop bear is awake, he's probably hungry. So, yes, it pertains to the potty, I think, that, yeah, if we're around and people are interested in listening to this, right. I think we should definitely record more.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll see you in the next one. Peace out.
Bye, guys.
Hey, thanks again for listening to that episode. My name is Tyler Brickley. I was your host. I also played the character of Ray Johnson, your co-host. If you enjoyed the episode and want to see more, do me a huge favor. Please rate and review the podcast. Every podcaster asks people to do this, and it's for a very simple reason. It helps us out a ton and helps the podcast get found by more people. Also, send us a DM at Tyler Brickley and Friends on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram with a funny message that we can respond to in the next episode. See you then.